Good morning, Audio Boo. I'm just recording a little delight this morning in all of the new announcements that Apple made at WWDC, the Worldwide Developers Conference. Yeah, there's just where does one begin? I think I'll begin at the beginning. I didn't watch the keynote or anything, and I'm just kind of cobbling this together. From having read some articles on Mashable and reading some specs from Apple's website, this is just kind of a brain dump. It's not anything organized. I have blogged a little bit about it on my Tumblr and shared things on Facebook. But let's start kind of chronologically with the things that are most approximately available. So the first thing is that iTunes 3 dropped. I'm sorry, iTunes 10.3 dropped this morning with the iCloud beta. I don't have any iOS devices. This one I'm recording the Boo on is my son's iPod Touch generation 2. So I have nothing really to take advantage of the cloud. I'm a little leery of the beta, so I had no reason to upgrade my iTunes. So I did not. The iTunes cloud is something that's it's available in beta, and it's not completely dropped yet. What that will do is allow you to store your purchased content in the cloud, so you can have access to any of your purchased content from any device that you own that's running iTunes or any iOS device. So iPads, iPhones, iPod Touches, and Macs, PCs. The other thing that's interesting about this is that for $25 a year, you will be able to store any music that you've imported from CDs, ripped from CDs, for $25 a year. So you can similarly have access to it from any of your devices. The music publishers get a cut of this, as well as Apple. So, as an article in Mashable said, it pointed out yesterday, and I reblogged this on Tumblr, that Apple has figured out how to monetize pirated content. What a pirouette that is! They made money from thin air. Next big thing, I think, is there's another article on Mashable about seven services that Apple just challenged or changed with deep Twitter integration in iOS 5. They're challenging Facebook with let's see, I'm running out of time on this Boo, so I might have to go to another Boo. That's okay. It's challenged Instapaper with Safari Reader. It's challenged some camera apps with some new availability of new camera features in iOS 5. Challenged BlackBerry Messenger with the availability of iMessage. MobileMe is going the way of all flesh to be replaced by iCloud. There's some migration issues there, I think, because you're gonna need Mac OS Lion to take advantage of iCloud. Google Docs has been challenged. And Amazon Cloud Player and Google Music Player, clearly. We've got about 30 seconds left in this Boo. So I am going to record another Boo here to talk all about Mac OS Lion, which I think most proximately I'll be able to take advantage of. Oh wow, so this is interesting in that